Hello.
Good evening. My name is John. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening,
sure.
We're conducting a short public opinion survey on your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, an advertising agency, media organization, work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No, I'm not.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Understood. Not a problem.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. And thinking ahead of which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for U.S. Senate, President, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th, would you say that you are going to definitely vote? Are you very likely to vote? I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I definitely will vote.
Oh, okay, definitely will vote. Thank you, sir, for your opinion. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, no party affiliation, unaffiliated, or not registering a party, or some other, you know, political party?
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for your opinion. And are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or a Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you, sir. What is your main racial background? Would you say the African-American, Black, Asian, American, white, other?
White.
Thank you, sir. What is your age?
87.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Wrong track. Thank you for your opinion. From the following list, I'm going to read to you, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? First one on the list, it says abortion. Second on the list, it says climate and the environment. Third, it says access and cost of healthcare, housing and property insurance costs, illegal immigration, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. The next one, it says local growth and development. The next one, it says crime and public safety. The next option, it says K-12 education. And the next one, it says the economy and jobs. And the last one, taxes. Out of the choices that I just read to you, which one do you consider that are the most like important, at least to you, that you consider that the governor, and the state legislature need to focus more on?
Let's say abortion.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. Remember, there are no right or wrong answers, sir. This is just your opinion that we appreciate your time, by the way.
I would say all of them.
No worries. No, that's fine. I know that that there's a lot of options. Yeah, you know, we give a lot of options because we know that, guys may have a lot of different type of opinions, like in your case. So that's fine, sir, and we respect that. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Would you say definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, or probably vote for the Democratic candidate, or lean slightly to the Democratic candidate?
I would definitely vote for the Democrat.
Perfect, sir. Thank you for your opinion. Do you approve or disapprove of the Joe that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Approve. Okay. Will you say somewhat or strongly approve, sir?
Strongly approve.
Just to make sure. Okay. Thank you, sir. The next question, it says, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Strongly strongly disapprove.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We respect your opinion. Strongly disapprove. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Sir, please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one, it says Ron Rico, Rico Smith. Would you say you have a...
Repeat that name.
Yeah, it's Ron Rico, Rico Smith.
No opinion.
Oh, all right. Understood, sir. Thank you. And next one, it says Fentrice Driscoll.
No opinion.
Okay. Understood. And the next one, it says, if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? Would you say definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you, understood. And now, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Fentrice Driscoll, the Democratic candidate? Or Rico Smith, the Republican candidate?
Trace, the Democratic candidate.
Oh, okay. Understood, sir. Thank you for your opinion. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for...
He's not in my district, I don't think.
Oh, okay. I see, sir. So you're not registered to vote on this one, or...
Well, I don't recognize the name. What district is he in?
I say for Fentrice Driscoll, as in this case, what I was going to ask you is...
Oh, I'm sorry. Fentrice.
Yeah,
Fentrice. I'll go for her. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Fentrice.
I thought Fentrice. Yeah, I'll go for her. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, no, it's Fentrice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fentrice. In this case, Fentrice Driscoll, the Democratic candidate. Would you
yes,
say
I,
that you definitely or probably will vote for her?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you, sir. And all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? The first option, it says, a candidate who is in elected office and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community. Or the second option, that it says, a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community?
The first one?
Okay. Thank you, sir, for your opinion. And compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, not changed that much?
Better.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for your opinion. Over the last 4 years, there have been many things that have put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher. Interest rates are at record levels. And property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, who do you blame more for these higher costs? Would you say the options are President Joe Biden, the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C., or the second option that it says that Republicans who control state government in Tallahassee?
The Republicans who control Tallahassee.
The control of Tallahassee. Okay, sir. Thank you for your opinion. And as you may know, Republicans are the majority party in the state government. Which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Florida State House? Would you say a Democratic candidate will not be able to effectively work with the Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community? Or a second option is a Republican candidate who will be able to work with the Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results?
That's a loaded question, but I'll say the Democrat because that's a bad question.
The Democrat.
That's a loaded
mm-hmm.
question.
No, Yeah, it's just, you know, it's not like a question. It's like an.
Well, you say
like
who you're
going to
vote for is loaded and work with by the Republican one. That tells who you're asking us to vote about. You don't fool anybody.
I'm sorry. It's just, you know, I'm not trying to get like personal info. It's just, you know,
yeah,
we almost don't say thank you for your opinion. The next one, it says, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about voting for a Republican candidate for a Florida State House? The first one, it says, first choice, it says, it is possible that I could vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House if I agree with their views and positions. The next choice, it says, it is extremely unlikely that I could ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House. The Republican Party is too radical, and I will almost always support the Democrats.
I would always support the Democrat.
Okay. Not a problem, sir. Thank you for your opinion. And thinking about this past weekend when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed at a Pennsylvania rally, which of the following come closest to your opinion? The first statement, it says, while political violence is unacceptable, it does not change my view on election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump. The second option, it says, in light of the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will not vote for Donald Trump this November. And the third option, it says, I have been a supporter of Donald Trump, and this attempted assassination only strengthens my support for him.
Oh, the first option.
Okay. The first option is still plan on voting against Donald Trump.
Well, I'm not voting against him. I'm voting for Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. So just confirm your opinion.
I'm just,
just
voting
confirm
for
your
Joe
opinion.
Biden.
Yeah. You will now be giving a statement about each of the candidates running for Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you will be more likely to vote for. The first choice, it says Democrat Patrice Driscoll, an African-American woman who was born into a working-class family, attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for a law school, and works as a business litigator and for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democratic leader. Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights, supporting our public schools, and securing a just and equitable economic recovery for all Floridians. Next option, it says Republican Rico Smith, who was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicated service and leadership in your community. Smith served in the military as a second lieutenant stationed at MacDill Air Force Base, worked as an advisor to veterans, and serves on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Club of Tampa Bay. Smith believes that both parties have been failed our community, and as an African-American man, wants to bring a new generation of leadership to a state government to work in a bipartisan way to fix the property insurance crisis and ensure all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper.
Driscoll.
Okay, thank you, sir, for your opinion. I appreciate it. We're almost done, sir. I thank you for your time. If you knew the following statements about Rico Smith were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rico Smith in the election for Florida State House or representatives? If it will make no difference, you can indicate that as well, sir. The
No difference.
Okay. All right. The first statement, it says that Rico Smith is an unapologetic supporter of our law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and wants to ensure law enforcement have all the resources and support they need to their jobs. On that one, would you say that it makes you much more likely to support him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference for you to support him, Rico Smith?
Makes no difference.
Makes no difference. Thank you for your opinion, sir. The next statement, it says Rico Smith believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take bold action, like creating an insurance fraud task force to help root out corruption and profiteering, and require big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form of lower rates. Using the same previous scale, this statement make you somewhat more likely to support him, much more likely to support him, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or it makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay, thank you for your opinion, sir. Rico Smith believes the best things we can do for the future generation is give them a quality education. Smith supports increased parental rights in an education system and fostering critical thinking and unbiased learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life. On this one, using the same scale as a previous dimension, so what would be your opinion in regards to this statement about Rico Smith?
Makes no difference.
Okay, understood, sir. And before we continue, the next one, it says Rico Smith supports efforts to streamline overdevelopment and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve the American dream of homeownership. Will that make you much less likely to support him, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or it makes no difference?
No difference.
Okay, understood, sir. On the next one, with trusting government at all time lows and too many people getting involved in politics for the wrong reasons, Rico Smith will fight to make state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in the best interest of its citizens.
No difference. Makes no difference to me.
Makes no difference. Okay. I see, sir. Understood. Thank you for your opinion. And in this case, before we finish, I wanted to ask you if you knew the following statements about Fentress Driscoll were true. Will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Fentress Driscoll in the election for Florida State House or representatives? Each, if will make no difference, you can indicate that as well, sir. First one, it says that...
I'll save you some time. It makes no difference. I'm voting for her.
I'm sorry. It's just that I cannot just skip them. You know, I need to read them, and then you can proceed and give me your opinion with no problem at all. So we respect that. Mm-hmm. So that way we can finish because we're almost done, and I do thank you for your time. This one, it says that Fentress Driscoll voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigrants who have re-entered the United States after being deported and have worked for transnational crime organizations that have smuggled in drugs and trafficked young girls. On this one, using the same scale as previously mentioned, sir, what would be your opinion in regards to that statement?
Makes no difference.
Okay, thank you for your opinion, sir. And the next one, it says the Fentress Driscoll have done nothing to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Driscoll voted against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners, and since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and companies continue to drop coverage. On that one, sir, using the same scale, what would be your opinion?
Makes no difference.
Okay, understood, sir. On the next one, it says that Fentress Driscoll is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies.
Makes no difference.
Okay, understood, sir. And the next one, it says that Fentress Driscoll is endorsed by a teachers union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open, sounder border and is supporting Hamas.
Makes no difference. Those are Republican talking points you're giving me.
Okay, understood. So remember that there's no right or wrong answer. We respect your opinion, and I thank you for that, sir. The next one is that Pentris, Driscoll is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points that actually delivering for your community. As the head of the Democrats in Tallahassee, Driscoll will always oppose Republicans because that is how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that benefit your community. On that one, sir? Using
that's
the
no
same
difference.
Scale?
That's a bad question.
Okay.
That's a loaded question. That shouldn't even be in the survey. It shows
I'm
how
sorry,
partisan.
Sir. I do apologize. Pinterest Driscoll has been... I'm sorry?
Is Donald Trump paying
No, we don't work for no political affiliation, sir, at all.
Okay, go ahead.
No, that's what, yeah. Since Francis Driscoll has been in elected office, inflation has skyrocketed, property insurance premiums have soared, and the average for reading in earnings less standard paycheck. Driscoll has had 6 years to address these programs, and things have only gotten worse. On that one, sir?
Well, she didn't do that, but it makes no difference.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Your little bobblehead guy in Tallahassee did that.
Understood, sir. And we respect your opinion. Like I said, and this one, it says that Fentress Driscoll opposes giving parents and students more options to attend a school that better serves their needs, voting against Florida school choice law. That has created better education outcomes for it.
You mean a charter school, don't you?
No, I mean, I cannot give
you
my opinion. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And we respect yours.
You're saying charter school, right?
This one, it says better serves their needs, voting against Florida's school choice law.
Yeah, that's charter schools.
Okay, and what would be your opinion in regards to that one, sir?
Difference.
Hello, sir?
No difference.
Oh, okay, no difference. Okay, not a problem, sir. And taking into account everything you just heard, if the election of Florida State House were held today among the balloting candidates, for whom will you vote? For Fentress, Driscoll, Democratic candidate, or Rico Smith, Republican candidate?
Driscoll, Democratic. Canada.
Driscoll? Okay.
Yes.
And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Fentress?
I would definitely vote for
okay.
her.
And you will now be asked a few short Democratic questions before we finish, just for classification purposes only, and regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Would you say Joe Biden, Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, Republican candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Or did not vote? Okay, Joe Biden. All right, not a problem, sir. Thank you. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
Always vote Democrat.
Always vote Democrat. And if you were to labor yourself, would you say you are very liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs? Would you say you are very liberal?
I'm a moderate.
Somewhat liberal. Moderate. Okay. Thank you, sir, for your opinion. And what is the latest, the last grade of formal education you have complete?
Master's degree.
Master's degree. Okay. Thank you, sir. And this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your participation and your opinion. I certainly appreciate your time, sir. You have a great evening.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, sir.